Analysts say the raids show an evolution in U.S. policy, away from killing terrorists with a drone strike to taking them alive. Alleged al-Qaeda operative Abu Anas al-Libi is now in the U.S. after several days on an American warship in the Mediterranean for interrogation. Angel Rabassa is a senior political scientist at the RAND Corporation with a focus on radicalization in Africa. He says incidents in other parts of the world show the importance of capturing terrorists. For example, in Indonesia, the government has successfully pursued the leaders of the armed Islamic group Al-Jamaah Islamiyah.
The Indonesian police and intelligence agencies have been very successful in breaking up the group and capturing and killing most of the leadership. And what they say is that 90% of the information that they obtained about the group came from people that they had been captured and subsequently collaborated with the authorities or defectors. The practice of the United States in recent years of using drones to kill, in a way, has been quite counterproductive. Because once we kill these fellows, then we don't have any ability to derive any information from them.
Some analysts say experiences from Afghanistan and Indonesia have shown that direct U.S. military involvement, including putting troops directly into a conflict zone, can increase local support for radical extremists, especially in regions with large Muslim populations. Seth Jones is the associate director of the RAND International Security and Defense Policy Center.
One lesson I would highlight from a different theater, but I think applies to Africa and certainly applies to groups like Al-Shabaab, is that the U.S. in 2009 took out the leader of the Tariqi Taliban Pakistan, Baitullah Masood, with the drone strike with Pakistan support. The next year in 2010, they put an SUV inside Times Square with Faisal Shassad. He had problems building that bomb, but we went from an organization that was very parochial, direct targeting, to then encouraging them or at least pushing them to respond to target the U.S. homeland. So I do think we've got to be very careful in how we deal with these with some of these organizations that aren't actively plotting.
Linda Robinson is a senior international policy analyst with RAND, with expertise on joint force development and special operations forces. She says there are alternatives to high-profile intervention by the U.S. She says, for example, that Washington can work with other countries that share an interest in eliminating terrorism in their region.
Soft partnering encompasses a wide variety of modes of partnering. They can provide direct support, let's say aerial feed, reconnaissance. They can put together intelligence packets. They may accompany the host nation or partner forces up to a target, but let them prosecute the target. So they're all a whole range.
Analysts say an important goal of U.S. policymakers should be to stop another form of partnerships, those between Islamists with local grievances and global terrorists who advocate a war against the West. Angel Rabassa says the Moro Islamic Liberation Front, MILF, in Mindanao, the Philippines, decided to break ties with a radical group in Indonesia. The move followed al-Qaeda's attacks on New York City and Washington in September 2001.
You know, the Moro Islamic Liberation Front prior to 9/11 had a relationship to the al-Qaeda associated group in Southeast Asia that's known as JI. The JI established training camps in Mindanao in MILF territory. They had a close association with MILF commanders. But after 9/11, the leadership of the MILF made a decision that it was not in the interest of the group to be associated with al-Qaeda, and therefore to bring on the opposition of the United States. So what they did is they broke their relations with al-Qaeda. In 2003, the then head of the MILF sent a letter to President Bush. And in that letter, he said that they would renounce terrorism and so on. They welcomed, you know, cooperation with the United States and negotiations. So they made a strategic decision.
Rabassa says all local Islamic extremists are asking themselves whether the training and funding from an alliance with al-Qaeda are worth the expense. The answer, he says, may depend on how successful the U.S. and its allies are in making such alliances very unappealing. I'm William Eagle in Washington.